Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live now, you're
I'm not even. Oh, I was doing all that for nothing.
Yeah, you
your mic is still muted.
I sounded great though.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the live Saturday night episode, the New Year's Eve episode of Free Talk Live. Of course, if you're in the UK, it's already the New Year.
I like to call it. Well, I guess New Year's Eve is technically, I like to call it Old Year's Eve.
Why?
It's the last Eve of the old year.
Ooh. Well, Eve usually
Eve
indicates
is the night before.
Since we've all been conditioned to believe that, sure.
Well, I'll have you know that my people believe the day starts at dusk, so what do you think about
that? I mean, what about those who work graveyard?
What about them?
They work graveyard.
Okay.
That would be
well, their day is upside down. Their morning is night. Their night is morning.
Okay, so I think that there are a couple of ways that you can decide when a day begins, all of which kind of make equal sense. So there's the first time you see the sun. There's when the sun actually comes up, whether you see it or not. There's when the sun goes down, whether you see it or not. There's midnight, which makes the absolute least amount of sense.
No, I think we're all, like, slaves to Greenwich Mean Time, right?
There is that.
For the most part.
You could call it...
All of your devices, your phones, your computers, they're all synchronized to... I'm trying to remember what it's called, but it's basically Greenwich Mean Time. It says, Coordinated Universal Time. There used to be a phone number you could call, and it would be, at the sound of the tone, the time would be 2276 Coordinated Universal Time. And it sounded all robotic-y and stuff.
Yep,
so.
I remember that. Probably still
exists.
Could
go with that. And, I mean, I think that at some point we will have such a globalized system that what people know is actually just that one time.
But it wasn't coordinated global time. It was coordinated universal time.
That's right.
And I, like, in my mind, I'm like, our scientists are really badass, man. They have decided time for the
whole
entire
universe.
Well, it turns out, once you get the Earth on board, Pluto's not hard to convince.
Venus is right there.
It's true.
I heard that you can fit 60 Earths in Uranus.
Could be. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
The Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
We're going to be here with you throughout the evening on the radio. And then later, you guys are doing a Beard Talk Live New Year's Eve, where you will actually literally be ringing in the New Year, at least for the Eastern time.
Are we?
Heff yeah.
And for
Not even West or Central?
Yeah,
Central too, right? Technically?
Yeah, Central, I think you guys are usually going till then. So, yeah, Eastern and Central time zones will ring in the new year tonight on our internet stream show, which is starts at 10:30 Eastern time, Beard Talk Live. Let's go to the phones here. Coming up, we're going to get into a sovereign resolution from the state of Oklahoma, and that is very interesting. Captain will tell us about that, but Crichton is on the line first in Kentucky. Go ahead, Crichton.
Yeah, I wanted to call in today because several times this week I was listening to you guys talk about the various secession movements that are happening in North America. Alberta, Canada, and of course there's the Texas, and then there's New Hampshire exit. And it occurred to me that this is speak to a set of theories that have predicted in the past the collapse, the actual breakup of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And I decided to look them up because I knew they existed, and I found four separate predictive models that all predict the same thing, roughly the same thing, in the next decade or so. Got one from MIT that called the Limits to Growth Model. Another one from the CIA during the 1990s called the Political Stress Model.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one from Joe Tainter, the Collapse of Complex Societies Model from the 80s. And Martin Armstrong's economic confidence model. All of these models, they're not really AI, but they're predictive models based off different political theories, that all four of them have predicted that sometime in the next decade, approximately, the United States would break up into somewhere between four and six countries.
I mean, sweet. Nice. Like, yeah, to me, this is music to my ears. I also have been predicting... And somewhat ironically, because when the United States was set up, they were set up as a federation of what were supposed to be independent countries, right? The state of Washington was supposed to be its own country. Mm-hmm. The state of Wisconsin was supposed to be its own country. The state of Oklahoma was supposed to be its own country.
In
the state
a federation.
Of Vermont. But they were all, like, supposed to, like, sort of work together when we, like, need some defense and, you know, some bookkeeping to be done, that kind of a thing. They were just supposed to be this... sort of club yeah. of states. And so I find it very, very predictable that the end of the United States could very well be very similar to the end of the old Soviet Union, but we're already divided into these 50 different areas that could just easily go their own way, have their own stuff, you know, attract their own citizens, start competing with each other for, like, who provides the best and most services for their target demographic or who they want to attract to their area.
Yeah, I think this will be comparable to the breakup of the USSR with one major exception. So if instead of just, okay, well, Belarus is its own thing now and Czechoslovakia will be its own thing and, you know, okay... Instead of just that, the Russian Federation itself is made up of a whole bunch of different semi-autonomous regions.
Yeah.
Now, when the USSR fell, those did not break apart. Whereas,
well, and some of them joined together differently than we would have expected. So it would be kind of like we've already heard talk of, like, Washington, Idaho, and Oregon, or was it... I'm trying to remember. It was part of Montana trying to take part of Idaho. So different states, but, like, the whole West Coast could, like, unify together and be like Washington, Oregon, California, and that could be one country. That's entirely possible to have happened. But it's just super convenient for these states to already exist. And so when the breakup happens, it will just be the decentralization of power into a more local community, which I am all for.
Yep, you'll have local tyrants replacing the national tyrants. But of course, the local tyrants are already there, so really what you're doing is you're just eliminating the top layer of tyrants, the ones that live hundreds of or thousands of miles away from you.
And the ones who mostly tell us what to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and hold on. I mean, you sound a little doomy about that, but if you look at just the difference between when the colonies were run by Britain versus when the colonies were run by Washington, that was a huge step forward in terms of freedom.
Well, I'm not doomy about it at all. I think it's great news. We've got to get rid of the faraway tyrants. Local tyrants are easier to deal with, and we can go stand out in front of their house if we need to, as we've done here here in New Hampshire, where we went to the governor's house on many occasions. And had multiple protests there. You know, we know where he lives.
I was there.
Yeah.
The problem I have with this is that all four of these models also predict a striking drop in the common standard of living of anyone who lives in the United States.
Well, that's already happening thanks to inflation.
Yeah. Well, you have to look at who these models come from, and what they benefit from is making sure that you don't believe that your standard of living will go up from having independence.
I just read a thing in one of the social media chats for people who are trying to move to New Hampshire for the Free State or the bigger liberty movement, and it's a couple. They have, between two of them, they have three jobs, so one of them is a full-time job, the other has two jobs, one full and one part-time, and they're concerned about whether or not they can afford rent in New Hampshire, which is kind of a legitimate concern because, like, even though New Hampshire is, I don't know, middling or lower as far as rent in the United States, it has skyrocketed just in the 3 years that I've lived here.
Well, rents have been going up everywhere.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. New Hampshire has kept pace with that. So it's weird to me to see a couple, a dude and a girl, and they have three jobs between the two of them, concerned about being able to afford rent in New Hampshire.
Well, I mean, they could take on a roommate or something like that. Yeah. I mean, obviously people are able to make it work.
Yeah, and right? That's what that ultimately, I think that's what they said. They're like, hey, we're looking at, you know, a multifamily, like, live-in situation.
Yeah. Crichton, I know you're trying to get in there with some thoughts, so if you get more, hang on. We'll bring you back here. It's with this perfect call to actually bring us into your topic tonight, Captain, which is Oklahoma apparently has themselves an independence movement, sort of. We'll talk about what's going on over there. It sounds very intriguing. Maybe something that other states can emulate what they're doing there as well, which I'd like to see. We'll talk about that. The number 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind here on this New Year's Eve.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
show here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Peakless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass.
Present
in studio tonight. By the way, I do want to say thanks to the folks over at Bitcoin.com, longtime supporters here on
Talk
Live. If you want to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then just click on Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. They got some introductory information there. You want to learn the basics about this technology before you decide to get into it. That would be a wise move. And it doesn't take that long. You can watch the first video in all 3 minutes or so of your time. And if you're interested in buying things like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or other cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin.com can sell them to you. And they've also got a great news site with the latest headlines in the world of crypto. Just go to news.bitcoin.com for those, or just go to bitcoin.com and click Get Started if you're brand new to the ideas of cryptocurrency. We've got Crichton still on the line with us here in Kentucky. He had called in tonight about these predictive models, I think is what you called them, that you looked at four different models, and all four of them are predicting some form of breakup of the United States within the next decade, which as far as change is concerned is relatively soon. So I'm really glad to hear this. But Crichton, what else did you have to add?
Well, my point about this is if we understand these predictive models as they are, we can use them to prepare better our own communities and society for this eventuality. But not just that, they also predict that whichever state leaves first gets a first mover advantage.
Yes, they do.
Describe that. What do you mean?
Well, the idea being is that the United States as a whole will decline, but they'll decline like crabs in the bucket. If you're the crab that can get out of the bucket first,
mm-hmm.
then you will have the least amount of decline of your society, because the United States is predicted, the federal government and the state will feed on one another as things get worse.
Yeah, that's a good point. So basically, you get out from underneath the federal controls, you get out from underneath the federal taxation, the federal regulations, and you instantly, and you touched on this earlier, Peakless, you increase your standard of living. You increase your wealth because you're not sending it to a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. to piss away on things like blowing up people in the Middle East and imprisoning peaceful people all across the country.
And believe it or not, this is actually a market mechanism that we're talking about. First mover advantage is a market mechanism. I've worked in tech companies for as long as I can remember, and any time that there's a new technology that helps your business be like more resilient, more efficient, more secure, whatever it is, whoever adopts that technology first has what they call first mover advantage, right? So think about email.
Mm-hmm.
The first companies to adopt email saw an increase in efficiency and communication, the likes at which never had been known before in all of mankind. And they were the first to adopt it, so they realized the benefits of using electronic communication first, before anybody else did. Thus, they gained the market advantage of the first mover.
Right.
And then they could demolish their competition in that particular niche.
Right, so if states become, which I hope they do, competitive entities,
mm-hmm.
right, you want to attract the best quality of people to your state. How do you do that? Well, you gain first mover advantage by adopting technology. You have some sort of criteria for what it takes to sort of become a citizen of your state, quote unquote, whatever that is. But as much of the first mover advantage as you can gain will put you that far ahead of the rest of the pack. So he's absolutely correct, the caller, in saying that whoever goes first, maybe even second, third, fourth, is going to have the first mover advantage over every other state.
It's also the scariest to go first, right?
Most like
that's,
risk.
That's what holds people back from
independence. It's like buying Bitcoin at $10.
Sure. Yeah, that's what holds a lot of people back from independence, is the fear of the unknown, right? The fear of, well, what if our standard of living goes down? What if the federal government invades? What if they put on sanctions? You know, all kinds of fear is out there about this particular issue, and that's what we have to somehow get over. Now, of course, the best thing that we could do, I think, is to have like-minded people migrate here to New Hampshire now, That way we can undo a lot of these concerns or deal with a lot of these objections that people have.
The irony is that people who are of the freedom mind moving to New Hampshire get first mover advantage.
Mm-hmm. And and you have to remember that as they are sinking, they're not going to want people to leave the United States. So, sure, you can move to New Hampshire now, and who knows what kind of barrier to entry we're going to have once we are our own independent government. And I'll tell you this much, they certainly don't want you leaving the United States for a free and independent New Hampshire. So
no,
those doors might shut very quickly after the secession begins.
So move now rather than maybe when
Absolutely.
It's too late.
Move now, and one of the best things that we can do is set up our own monetary system, which I think is far and away the best by gold and by Bitcoin.
Crichton, any other thoughts?
No, that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate the info here tonight, and good to know about the four different models that are predicting the same outcome, and that is the breakup, the inevitable, I think it is inevitable, breakup of the United States. The question is, how will it break up, you know, into which sections or other federations, how many, you know, he said maybe it would be four to six different federations or something like that. Of course, I'm hoping New Hampshire is its own thing, and we don't need to team up with Massachusetts or Vermont or anything like that.
The fact that there's four models predicting essentially the same thing is pretty positive in my estimation, because can you name four other models predicting the opposite of that or something different than that?
Can you name a single model?
Can you name one model
that predicts a perpetual union for all of eternity? Because that's
just a fantasy.
Wildly unrealistic.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. We got Joel calling from somewhere online. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joel. Hey, you're on the air.
So I'm new to this channel. Do you only broadcast in New Hampshire?
No, this is a radio program that is heard on about 175 or so radio stations all across the United States.
You guys are amazing, the work you do. I was just listening to that last chat. So I just want to start, you said I could kind of talk about anything, so I want to start with...
As long as it's radio-friendly, because we are on broadcast radio, so keep that in mind.
Yeah. Nothing too bad here.
Okay.
So the whole thing's not, I'm not going to be all biblical on this, but I want to start with Matthew 24:8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Like Kobe 24:8. The things that I have found are fascinating, and I wouldn't, like when I tell my wife, and she's, you know, she's flabbergasted by it, because it'd be different if I was parodying other people's research, but these are things that I found, and they made my jaw drop to the floor. So you have the golden bowl worship of the Bible. You have the Bibles, the two bowls from Chicago, Obama and Jordan. Jordan has been putting his name on people's souls since the 322nd day of 1984. Obama born on 8-4, and on Jordan's first game, Obama was 8-4 days old.
What was that movie with
Kobe,
like,
died
Tom
8-4 days after his
There's
birthday.
A bunch of movies with Tom
something,
Hanks.
The Fibonacci sequence.
I don't think I've seen that one, though. Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci Code, yeah, thank you. That's the one.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, one thing leads to another thing, leads to another thing, leads to another thing. And, like, they're not really connected, but they are numerically connected. They're not, you know, historically connected. That's what this guy's talking about.
I have no idea if Joel is, like, serious or if this is, like, a crank call.
It could be a soft Joel. It could be Joel. I don't know.
We'll talk about it, though. Well, I want to see if he can make any kind of sense here. Because so far, there's not much sense being made here, but maybe he can make some sort of point that we can understand. And I know... Peekless knows a thing or two about the Bible, so maybe he...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. New York City says it's ready for the party in Times Square tonight. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewells.
And as we ensure the safety of everyone moving around the city and enjoying these festivities, There will also be much that the public does not see.
If you're going in for the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square, keep in mind there are a lot of restrictions.
The umbrellas will not be allowed into the viewing area, along with chairs, blankets, backpacks.
The first pope to resign in 600 years is dead at the age of 95. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI passed away today at a monastery in the Vatican where he had lived since his resignation in 2013. Trailblazing broadcaster Barbara Walters has died. Walters broke the glass ceiling in broadcast news and was the first woman to co-host both the morning and evening newscast. She was 93. Dave Collins, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. You can bring up absolutely anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We have more to say on the independence issue. That is still to come here tonight. With Oklahoma, the Senate apparently working on a resolution of some sort to pass that would declare sovereignty for the state of Oklahoma. And it's a very interesting story that we have yet to even scratch the
very
surface.
Very rare that Oklahoma appears in news.
Indeed. So we'll get into that coming up here in moments. But we've got a gentleman on the line here who said he apparently doesn't even know where he's calling. Somebody gave him the phone number and said, you should call these guys, as I understand it. And Joel...
And he said he did his own research, and he was attempting to connect a bunch of things together.
Yeah, I guess he said something about the Bible verse, and had something to do with Barack Obama and also Michael Jordan, was it? Joel, you're going to have to try to make sense of this for us here, because... We're all pretty lost on what you're saying.
Okay, but you guys cut me off pretty quick there. I appreciate your time. I really appreciate your time. So if I could just elaborate a little more. It's false idol, golden bull worship, like the Chicago Bulls, the Windy City, the Prince of the Power of the Air, Jordan. People aren't in the inner cities killing other people over Tom Brady's shoes. It's Jordan, the goat, like the goat-headed Baphomet statue. So
are you saying Jordan Michael Jordan is, you're likening Michael Jordan to Baphomet?
I'm not saying he's Satan. He's pointing people towards Satan because it's false idol worship.
It could be construed that you know, at least the Bulls or the Michael Jordan shoes or Michael Jordan himself mm-hmm. could be a false idol.
The Golden Bowl of Wall Street.
Right. I'm curious if the caller would also equate a president to a false idol.
Yes, like Obama. He's from Chicago. He's a Golden Bull. The Bible. I won't go into that part of buy bulls, if you get what I mean. But Jordan born 5,000. Now, just listen to this. If you guys give me 2 minutes here, this might blow your mind. It's not just connecting random things. Jordan born 5,666 days before Kobe. On Jordan's first finals game against Black Magic, because that's what this is Black Magic, Kobe was 4,666 days old.
Hold on.
We can't let you go for 2 minutes. It's like this, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on, Joel. Here's what we need to do.
Yes.
If you're going to step us through this, then we have to go one step at a time.
Okay.
No, rant, and then we'll come back to it. No, we need one step at a time.
Perfect.
So, first off, Black Magic, what now?
Okay, so Drain the Swamp. Remember Drain the Swamp?
I do.
That's what they did when they built the Magic Kingdom. Magic announced that he had a disease.
Whoa. Slow down. Okay, so it sounds to me like what you're saying is they drained the swamp in Florida in order to build Disney World, which is referred to as the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Okay.
And now, Magic.
Now, hold on. Let's back up one more step here. Now, what was your... You were saying the Bulls were playing against the Black Magic?
Against Magic Johnson.
Okay.
Because he said that he had a virus, but he's perfectly fine, which is kind of weird. And then so the NBA shut down because of... There's a lot to it. I'm just...
Okay. I believe South Park proved that cash was the solution to Magic Johnson's problem.
That's true. If you blend it up and just inject it directly, at least in the South Park,
large world. Injections directly of cash.
It's true.
So are you? What are you trying to say here? You can keep going, I guess, Joel, and we'll see if we can muddle through this with you.
Well, what I'm trying to say is it's pointing us towards Satan and the 22 books of Revelation in the years 22. And TV.
Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan are pointing you towards Satan?
Yes, they are. False idol worship. The people aren't in the number one selling shoes, the number one apparel is basketball. People care about basketball. And it's China, everything, you know, Daryl Morey tried to speak up for the Hong Kong protests, and what have LeBron? Oh, he doesn't know what they're talking about.
Okay, but what about baseball and football? Are they also pointing people towards Satan?
Could be, yeah. It's all false idol worship.
Okay.
I mean, why are these people making hundreds of millions of dollars a year and the teachers are indoctrinating the kids? The teachers should be making money and the ones who are cared about in society, but they're not.
Teachers.
So I'm skeptical of how you got there, but I do completely agree with you that these are false idols being put before us to distract us from worshiping what is actually deserving of being worshiped.
This may be
about
the Lord
life.
Jesus Christ.
This may be a continuation of the story of Basketball Jones.
And for those of you who have trouble with that metaphor directly, then what it really breaks down to is the author of life. That is what is worth worshiping. What brings about life, human prosperity, healing, wholeness? That is what we need to devote our attention to, and it's what we need to put ourselves beneath and to serve is what brings about life. And all these other things are big, shiny, waving key distractions from what we actually need to keep ourselves focused on.
Thank you, Joel, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. I'm glad that you were able to help us extrapolate something useful from that Peakless Mountaineer because...
Ever since I was a little boy, I always be dribbling.
Basketball Jones. Where did that
basketball
originate?
Basketball Jones.
Was it Cheech and Chong?
That's what I thought. You should pull that up.
That is a good old clip. I'm more concerned with the idol worshiping about politicians than I am with sports stars, but I think they're both damaging, right? Like, because, you know, you've seen people fight over sports teams and just getting really petty.
It's one thing to be like a fanboy of like, you know, a guitar player or a sports figure or something like that. It's a whole other thing to worship them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a distinct difference, and I've seen the difference. Like, I know people who worship, like, a guitar player or a sports figure, right?
Yeah.
And then I know people who are, like, fans of the sport, and they just really like that guy because he's the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Well, and an example of worship, in my opinion. So, Air Jordans. Those those are some expensive shoes, man. And if you have a, someone who's working like an ordinary job, it takes an unbelievable amount of time to work up the money to get those Air Jordans that are a symbol of your connection to the greatest of all time basketball player. And, I mean,
I know people who got beat up at the waiting for the bus and, like, their shoes stolen. So, you know, so they could have Air Jordans.
So the difference between that kind of worship and the kind of worship that we have towards our politicians is that usually Michael Jordan doesn't tell you what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, and the difference there is one is the ritual, is the symbolism, the ritual of war, and that is what all sports fundamentally have been since the beginning. They are ritualized combat, mm-hmm. so that we don't have to have actual combat.
Well, except we still have actual combat, so, you know, it would be my preference if, like, you know, government leaders, there's only like 200 governments on planet Earth, right? They claim all of the land or whatever, but, like, if they had a problem with each other, it'd be my preference.
Deathmatch.
If they, like, you know, played tennis to settle their problem.
I'd rather see a deathmatch. You know,
something, right? It could be a cage match.
Then the world would be better at the end.
Right.
You know what I mean?
In theory.
Well, if they were civilized, they would just be part of the United States.
But it would be way better.
The NBA instead of stabbing them.
It would be way better for these leaders to engage in this ritualized combat themselves rather than engaging the young, you know, to die for them because they told them to.
Dude can't even, like, ride a bike.
Well, then he deserves to freaking lose, right? I mean, I'm sorry, if you elect a guy that can't compete, then you deserve to lose.
So you're saying that we should elect everybody our presidents treats, on the basis of their ability to play sports.
Everybody gotcha. Treats politics like it's a freaking football game anyway. You know, like, oh, my team and the support and blah, 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 and I'm going to cheer for this guy, and they treat it like a sport. Like, Mike, go team!
Didn't they actually elect, like, a sports guy in Idiocracy to the presidency?
Oh, yeah.
Camacho.
Yeah,
President Camacho.
Camacho.
What was he, a wrestler or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I believe that's Terry Date.
Terry Crews.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Camacho, Camacho.
Sorry, Terry Date's like a producer of, like, many gold and platinum albums.
So you can
call that future documentary, by the way.
Idiocracy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of coming true, though, already.
Oh, yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can join the show here on this live New Year's Eve edition.
If Ventura ever gets elected president, we'll be beyond Idiocracy.
He's getting pretty old, although we do have the oldest president ever at this point. Could be done. Too bad the guy's not principled. You know, he's not really libertarian. But he is entertaining.
Maybe The Rock.
More coming up here.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live and the New Year's Eve edition. Phones are open, as always, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to John, who's a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. John is gold level, which means he's doing $10 a month, and thank you, John, for that. And if you want to join him, then join over at our Patreon. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com, and you'll find the details there. You also get some perks, like access to the AMP Only podcast, which is the full radio show without the recorded commercials. So head on over there to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Captain, let's jump into your story that we sort of teased a little bit earlier tonight. It's a
which one?
Out of Oklahoma.
Oh yeah.
Where you've got a senator, and hopefully he's got some support as well for this. What's he doing?
This is an actual press release from OKSenate.gov. That's the letter O, letter K, Senate.gov. Okay. Press release dated December 20th, 2022, 12:39 p.m. Senator Dom files resolution to amend Constitution and declare Oklahoma a sovereign state. Oklahoma City. Senator Nathan Dom, Republican, Broken Arrow, which I believe is his vicinity that he's the Republican mm-hmm. over, has filed Senate Joint Resolution 2, proposing an amendment to Section 1, Article 1 of the Oklahoma Constitution. If passed by the legislature, the proposed amendment would be put to a vote of the people in the next election. Quote, "For far too long, the federal government has trampled on state sovereignty," Dom said. "This proposal is an attempt to restore balance between the state and the feds." Unquote. The proposed amendment is as follows. "The state of Oklahoma is a sovereign state, a part of the federal union known as the United States of America. And the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land, and any laws to the contrary are null, void, and of no effect in this state."
That's the end of it.
Well, there's one more paragraph. "This new language reiterates that the states are not subservient to the federal government.
But that's what people would be voting on. That's the language, the actual, if it were to appear on the ballot, that's what people in Oklahoma would vote on.
Correct.
Can you repeat that for me?
I can. The proposed amendment is as follows. The state of Oklahoma is a sovereign state, a part of the federal union known as the United States of America. And the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land. And any laws to the contrary are null, void, and of no effect in this state.
I think this could pass.
That makes no sense to me.
How does that make
okay,
sense?
Okay, so if it is sovereign,
mm-hmm.
that means that there's nothing above it. Like, that's literally the definition of sovereign.
But so you are, it's sovereign, you are but it has joined in a union known as the United States of America,
okay.
who have all agreed that the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land.
But you're saying that line right there right. is contradictory.
Yes, those are contradictory.
I can see where you
concepts.
Would get that. However, the next part of that is any the United States supreme law of the land and any laws to the contrary are null, void, and of no effect in this state. Now, who makes the decision as to which laws are or are not contrary to the Constitution in the state of Oklahoma? That's a question I have in my mind.
Presumably, the legislature would have to make that decision. I mean, this is it's an interesting proposal. I mean, it doesn't really have
well,
any
hang on, let me finish this last paragraph. This new language reiterates that the states are not subservient to the federal government, Dom said. The states created the federal government, gave it the power that it does have, and reserved the remainder to themselves.
That's true, supposedly.
That's the end of it.
Well, so that's actually a huge debate right now. But there are two fundamentally different ways of looking at the United States as compared to the states. And they really do emphasize the fundamental divide in American culture. So one way of looking at it is that the supreme entity is the United States federal government, and that all the states are subordinate entities to that.
That's not the way it was created, though. I mean,
the way it's created, but that is the way most people understand it.
Yes, yeah.
In my opinion.
That's the way it's sort of become over time.
Yeah, basically the way that they, like, of those people who bother to try to defend that perspective, the way that they do so is usually that, okay, you gave this power, no backsies. So you gave your power to the state as an individual, no backsies, and the state gave its power as a state to the federal government, no backsies.
Well, I mean, that's their theory. I mean, the reality, though, is that the Constitution is written in a certain way, right? And I think it was the Texas independence
movement.
The reality
is that there will be arbitrary enforcement of whoever's in power.
Well, no doubt. I mean, that's why the...
Regardless of any laws whatsoever.
No doubt. That's why the Lincoln Supreme Court in the 1800s ruled that you can't leave, even though the Constitution doesn't prohibit exiting. If it did, then they would have a real strong argument, but it doesn't. And so, therefore, the Tenth Amendment says that anything that's not prohibited by the Constitution is left to the states.
Does the Constitution prohibit leaving the Union?
No, it does not.
So, there you go.
That's what I'm saying. If they had intended to prohibit that, they would have written it in there. And so the Supreme Court in the 1800s, this I think it was Texas v. White, was it? That they keep citing as, oh, well, the Supreme Court said you can never leave. Well, the Supreme Court, that's just their opinion.
Sounds like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah, so... They basically have decided, so the Supreme Court decided directly in that case, the Supreme Court decided indirectly when they decided that, that interstate commerce was basically anything. So, well, wouldn't it affect interstate commerce if you were to leave the Union? Therefore, we get to decide it.
On one hand, I really enjoy the fact that there are these already divided geographic areas that likely, just by sheer will of force, right? I don't know if you've ever willed yourself into a situation, right? Sometimes there's like, you know, I really want to go to this concert, but it's all sold out. And if you just show up, like somebody will be like, hey, man, you want to buy a ticket? You're like,
sure.
Oh, I can't believe it, right? You know, and I got so lucky I got a ticket, right? You just will yourself into a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure a state that really wants to be sovereign can just kind of will itself into that situation.
Absolutely.
Right? If you just start acting like it and behaving like it and you're saying no here and there and that kind of a thing, I'm pretty sure that can happen now.
You have to believe that it's possible, and then it is possible.
Right, yeah. Well, you have to behave as if it's possible, yeah. as if it already is, and then it is.
Yeah,
and then other people are like, oh, they can do that? Oh, we can do that? Yeah. And so that's kind of what I see this bit about Oklahoma. Like, we've heard about... what's the we exit, the Canadian bit recently,
Wexit. Yeah.
We've heard about, what was the European one?
Brexit,
right? We've heard about Texit.
Yeah.
We've heard about NH exit here locally, New Hampshire exit, right? We've heard of all these.
Cal exit,
California trying to maybe do a thing where they exit. So all I'm saying is that this is a sign of things to come.
Mm-hmm.
This is not only a good idea, but it's an idea that we're seeing repeated from region to region to region to region. Now, there has to be a reason for that, right?
Yeah. Now, it's a zeitgeist, I think, to some extent, the spirit of the times. There's a lot of talk about national divorce, and I find myself wondering if this senator in Oklahoma was influenced at all by what happened earlier this year in New Hampshire with the New Hampshire exit amendment, which was also a proposal for a constitutional amendment.
Right.
Now, I'm curious to know what the requirements are in Oklahoma. So here in New Hampshire, you have to get 60% of the... just over 60%, I guess, of the state house and the state senate to vote for the thing in order to get it onto the ballot, and then it has to receive 67 roughly percent of the vote, so 2/3 of the vote, in order for it to pass. And then become an actual constitutional amendment. So I'm wondering if they've got a different level of, what is it required to actually make this thing move forward. The fact that it's coming from a state senator is certainly a bigger deal, at least on its face, than it was here in New Hampshire, because here in New Hampshire, we've got 400 state representatives. Ours, the ballot initiative, or I guess it, ballot initiative isn't the right word, but the constitutional resolution or amendment came from several state representatives, but they don't hold as much quote-unquote power individually as a state senator would. So this is kind of a pretty meaningful thing to have a state senator put this forward.
And just to clarify, if the United States Supreme Court made a new ruling that allowed a state to exit, that would fundamentally shift whether it was allowed or not.
Well, and the only way they would ever have to make that ruling is if another case were brought, right? And so the only way you're going to have that happen is if somebody makes another shot at it.
Yeah.
And
hopefully this time peacefully.
Exactly. And that is the idea here. So, yeah, I'm curious as to the background on this senator and why he chose now to do this. What was it that inspired him? I bet you he heard about New Hampshire.
If you're this guy, give us a call at 603-283-6160. Rahm, R-A-H-M.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Senator Nathan, Dahm, D-A-H-M, sorry, Nathan Dahm.
We'll see if we can learn more about it. Of course, the phones are open. You can share your thoughts on independence. Are you ready for it? It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.